Hi, I'm Joan London. If you're worried about your parent or loved one living alone, like I was, and you want reliable senior care information, then call A Place for Mom, the nation's largest senior living referral service.
Finding an apartment that was on the courtyard with the view of the trees, the view of the ducks, the stream, the creek, all of that was what I needed.
You'll get free information on assisted living, Alzheimer's care, nursing homes, even important financial information. Here's the number.
To speak with a local senior living advisor, call A Place for Mom at 800-451-2976. That's 800-451-2976.
A Place for Mom is a free service, and you can trust them to help you. So if you're struggling to find reliable senior living information, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
To speak with a local senior living advisor, call A Place for Mom at 800-451-2976. That's 800-451-2976.
The following program is wholly sponsored and produced by Stu Taylor on Business, which is responsible for its content. The opinions and information provided on today's show are those of the guests and or their respective companies and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff and management of this station. It is strongly recommended that all listeners conduct their own due diligence on all companies mentioned and or seek out the advice and counsel of a financial professional. The guests on this show may pay a fee to appear on the show and are not affiliated with the show in any manner. This is Stu Taylor on Business. Now, Stu Taylor.
All right, we've got a four-guest show today, so I will dispense with the formalities by simply saying welcome. It's great to have you with us, and we're going to get a little bit spicy, not too spicy to open up, but spicy enough, I think, to captivate your interest. Joining us by virtue of Skype, Marion Catterall, and it's spelled C-A-T-T-E. E-R-A-O-S, and Closer Still. And it is published by Author House. You can get it by going to authorhouse.com, barnesandnoble.com, amazon.com. And welcome to the show. It's indeed a pleasure to make your acquaintance, Marion.
Welcome to you, too.
All right. Nice to be with us. Well, you got a spicy book. Are you with me, Marion?
I'm losing. Yes, sorry, Stuart. I'm losing.
Marion, we're on the air. Can you hear me?
Only just. It is a
all right. Well, do your best, Marion. Do your best because we have limited time here. What's the book about, and why did you write it?
Right. To start off with, as a middle-aged lady, I was incarcerated in a hospital for quite a while, and I was getting very fed up of romantic novels that were full of flowers, chocolates, all the romance that goes with it, when, what's the saying, done it, worn the t-shirt. And my consultant said, why don't you write a book that you would like to read? And that is why I wrote a spicy love romantic erotic story. So technically, that's what it is.
All right. Who is the book written for? Do you have a particular audience the book is written for?
Yes, I would say from the 30-year-old ladies. It's not a man's book. It's definitely for a lady. A 30-year-old, middle-aged onwards, does appeal. The people in that age group that have read it have really enjoyed it. The younger ones, friends of my daughters that have read it and said, oh, it's the drama and the sexual context, very good, but you can tell it's for the older woman. So it's for the older lady.
All right. Listen, sex is important. As a result of a sexual experience, I am here hosting this radio show. You're the guest, and Laurie, my producer, is there. An amazing coincidence. But do you think that society is just too dominated by talk of sex? Explicit sex, which is just seemed to have exploded. Do you think that's the case today?
Well, I would say in society, no matter whether it's advertisements on the television or even to drama plays that are on after, say, 9 a.m. in England, all have to have some sort of exciting sexual content. But we're now getting ordered programs at 7 o'clock in the evening when children are up, that are dealing with all sorts of manner of different sexual things today that 10 years ago would not never have been allowed. So, yes, I think everything is dominated by same-sex marriages, things that are happening all over the world. So, yes, I do think it is.
All right, let me ask you.
It's nothing to be ashamed of.
Oh, no. I think it's I think it's terrific. It should replace all the shows that we have on business and serious topics. But what is Marion, what is the book about? Tell us the story.
It's a really good dramatized love story that a middle-aged woman meets and marries a wealthy Frenchman. Because Frenchmen are supposed to be the best, handsomest men in the world. Whether that's true or not, I don't know. Anyway, she marries him, and she's got quite a good life. But when she meets his brother, she falls in love. And then she knows what actual love is. They have an affair. The husband finds out. The usual life stories. And the drama of what happens in that story is all full of jealousy, hatred, deceit, every emotion that you can think you can get in life is in that book. Attraction, desire, sex, passion, pleasure, love, it's all there. Very interesting and a superb love story. And I say that, I wrote it, and when I read it, I can't believe I've actually done it. And I read it and I still enjoy it. And it's sad as well and happy. I think I've covered every emotion there.
Marion, this book, did you model yourself after any writers who are engaged in the same kind of topics? Did you have anybody you followed?
No, not at all. I have never been a novel reader. I've always been a businesswoman, a sensible, very straight-laced convent girl. And then I just decided that on books that I read that had some sexual content, I'm not going to name one particular one, but I thought it was utterly ridiculous, wasn't true to life. Women were enjoying it, and I thought, why not have a love story and then incorporate what middle-aged women want in it as well? And it worked. And it worked for me and it worked for my friends. So, no, I haven't modelled it on anything. In fact, I don't think there's very many writers that actually pick up on the 30-plus, 40-plus, 50-plus women in right. that situation.
So you've gone from being kind of a convent girl, a tranquil life, to girls gone wild. All in one swoop, of the pen.
That's true. But when I walk out, I'm still that very straight laced convent grandmother. That's what you want to call it.
What kind of a response have you gotten from the book?
Oh, very, very good. Like I said, I found that a lot of my age group have said, oh, when are you going to write another one? And they found it page turning, which I presume means they couldn't wait to find out what happened next. Because it isn't just about any embarrassing situations. It is truly a dramatic story. I can't mention one particular thing that happens, but it was very sad. And even I sat and cried when I wrote it. So I've had good response from people my age group. Younger ones, take it or leave it. I've had men friends that have got a third through it and third way through reading it and said, oh, I can't read that rubbish. So it is for the middle-aged woman.
Since you're talking about the middle-aged woman and older, would you say if you can't do it, read the book? Is that it?
Yes, because you will enjoy it. It's a tearjerker, and instead of having flowers and roses and looking into one another's eyes and all the romance that has gone with the years, you're actually, if you're going to fall in love with someone, you're going to have a relationship, and sex will come into it no matter what. So, yes, it's true to life.
All right, again, I want to give the name of the book. It's Hold Me Close and Closer Still. It's written by a lovely lady, engaging Marion Catterall. And it's published by Author House. You can get a copy. You all know where to go. You got about a minute to go. Is there something you'd like to say in conclusion in our last minute?
No, really, apart from I really enjoyed writing the book. And I have wrote two more since. I've had one more published and one on its way. Author House seemed very pleased and quite excited by me, I think. And I sit in England and I deal with them, and they're a lovely bunch of people, and they have helped me because I am a novice. I didn't do it to make a living. I did it because I had nothing to do, and now I thoroughly enjoy doing it.
Well, it sounds like it comes across, and I think if people want some love, some eroticism, some intrigue, some humor, it looks like you've molded it into one book. I think hopefully I've covered all the adjectives to describe it.
I think you have, Stuart, and I do appreciate you coming through and on time, you know, because we've been sat with a few hours different than you are, and it is lovely to talk to you.
It's been a pleasure to talk with you as well. Hold Me Close and Closer Still, Marion Catterall. We are going to take a break and come back with our next gifted author. This is Stu Taylor.
This is a national health care alert from the Health Hotline. If you, a family member, or a loved one suffers from knee pain and have Medicare as your primary insurance, we've got great news. You could qualify for a pain-relieving knee brace at little or no cost to you. Get free delivery, and all the paperwork is handled by our accredited suppliers at no charge to you. So if you're on Medicare and have knee pain, don't wait. You may qualify to immediately receive a pain-relieving knee brace at little or no cost. Friendly agents are standing by 24/7 to help you. We also have other pain-relieving braces, too, for your shoulder, ankle, or back. You may be eligible to get these items and more at little or no out-of-pocket cost. Our friendly representatives are standing by now to help you, so please call now.
Call 855-227-0301. That's 855-227-0301. Again, 855-227-0301. That's 855-227-0301.
Are you married? Do you and your husband both have term life insurance? If you both don't, you should. You have a lot to protect. Call now, get a free quote for your husband, and while you're at it, get a quote for yourself too, because you both need term life insurance. Call now. 800-915-9658. 800-915-9658. 800-915-9658. Rates are at all-time lows. We'll shop over 30 top-rated companies to get you the best possible rates. Term life insurance, it's the perfect way to protect the quality of your family's lifestyle. You and your husband both need term life insurance, so call now for a free quote for the both of you. 800-915-9658, 800-915-9658, 800-915-9658.
National Funding Group has just released $100 million in easy access small business funding to businesses that gross at least $100,000 a year. You can have fast access up to $500,000 in new business capital in as little as 48 hours. Think about the ways you could grow your business if you had up to a $500,000 cash infusion. Call a NFG funding expert now. The process is easy. It only takes about 5 minutes. Then our management-owned lending team looks at your application for a fast approval. You can get 100% funded in about 2 days. If you need up to $500,000 in working capital to run your business and you gross at least $100,000 a year, call NFG and apply today. 800-296-1564. 800-296-1564. 800-296-1564. That's 800-296-1564.
Are you struggling with addiction or alcohol problems? If you're depressed, drinking, and using drugs, you may need help. And the Affordable Care Act guarantees coverage of substance abuse.
I knew I could get myself out of this. I just needed some hope and some help.
I took the first step to recovery when I made the call.
Call the Addiction Hope and Helpline now for a free assessment with someone who cares. Call 800-547-6533. 800-547-6533.
I feel like I'm losing control. I'm afraid I'll lose my job or even my family.
Call now for hope and help with proven, gentle recovery programs.
I never thought that I could be somebody who didn't drink and use drugs.
I'm in recovery, getting the help I need.
Call the Addiction Hope and Helpline now for a free assessment with someone who cares. Call 800-547-6533. 800-547-6533. 800-547-6533.
BizTalkRadio.com.
The Legal Exchange, Saturdays 1 to 2 p.m., a.m. 1120, WBNW.
Hello, this is Brian Tracy, and I've just done an interview with Stu Taylor, who is one of the smartest, most articulate, and insightful interviewers I've ever had the pleasure to talk to. It's just been wonderful being on his show, and I can't wait to be on his show again and again in the future.
All right, we're back, and guest number two here is Kenneth E. Korber, spelled K-O-R-B-E-R. Quite a background for Mr. Korber, clinically trained in cardiology and surgery. He's worked in clinical and academic leadership roles, and since then retired and completely changed direction by writing children's books. And we're going to hear about it, the book that we are referring to here. Is one that he has great pride in, the Musical Adventures of Grace series. It's published by Tate Publishing. You can go to tatepublishing.com, amazon.com, barnesandnoble.com. Kenneth, welcome. Congratulations. Talk about the book and this dramatic shift of careers, so to speak, even though you're technically retired.
Well, thanks, Stu, for inviting me on your show. It's been a little bit of a game changer for me as well. Kind of a weird sort of scenario. As you mentioned, my background is purely healthcare related in science and medicine. And the link with this book was an interesting one in that my son is a music major in college. Because I have no musical background whatsoever other than singing in the shower. But so my son came home from winter break one year, and I asked him what these little notes were on the page of his music that he brought home from school, and he had said, "Well, Dad, they're grace notes," and I was happy having a conversation with my teenager, so I really didn't pursue it beyond that little snippet of information. I had not known what a grace note was. So the next day, I sort of woke up, as I usually do, early, and all of a sudden, I got this idea of grace notes, the little note that wanted to be a big note, and that sort of became the kernel for this story, which has, you know, come to fruition through the resources of Tate Publishing and other organizations that I've been hooked up with, and it started a new chapter for me. It's kind of a new career, second career for me after I've left the bedside.
All right, great. And by the way, I have a special love for this because my granddaughter's name is Grace, so that always rings true with memories here. But whom is the book for? What is the age group? And what makes this book, I hate to use the word unique, everybody uses it, but what makes this book different from other books of its genre?
So I got into this this story and through a bunch of editorial revisions and we figured out that the best audience for this was 6 and 7 year olds. So first graders, maybe second graders. We looked at a lot, a older audience, and the story wasn't cool enough for them. You know, they started questioning the relevance to them when he started talking to 8 and 9 year olds. So it's a niche audience for sure. What's interesting is that this, I believe, and this might be the reason why I actually was able to get it published, was the fact that this is probably the first time, or one of the first time, or one of the early times that storyline. So these books that are coming out in the musical Adventures of Grace series are purely musically themed stories with new sets of friends of Grace who have these adventures, and each of these friends has some kind of musical talent, playing an instrument or singing or dancing or whatever. So we're able to show the kids through these stories the benefits of understanding and appreciating music, and that has then provided us with another stepping stone to do other things that are a little more related to my background.
Yeah, this is only the first of a 4-part series. Tell us what's following this and when those works will be completed.
So this book, The Musical Adventures of Grace Winter story, was a book to actually introduce Grace as a character. So the story, it takes place in wintertime, so it's a holiday concert scenario. The other three books that are in the queue for print production are Spring, Summer, and Fall. So each of those stories have their own seasonal elements associated with them. And then that allowed me to kind of build a little stable of characters and friends that Grace would then interact with in the subsequent books. So it's been fun. It's been a fun journey.
Yeah, no, I
don't know.
Go ahead. Go on.
Yeah, and I think if fingers crossed, if all goes well, we'll have the remaining three books coming out either the end of this year, 2016, or beginning of 2017.
All right. Well, we'll have to look forward to it. This one is The Musical Adventures of Grace Winter. I know families are biased. You always tell people, give me your honest opinion. But I'm curious, because of what your son has done in the musical area, what his response was to you. And was he objective?
He was a little hesitant at first, you know, another crazy project for dad to do. Because he's a music education and a music performance major up at the conservatory, he has actually come to learn, you know, a little more about how he can use the book in his own studies. And he's actually been reading the book to kids in the classroom setting as part of his music education curriculum. So it's kind of interesting. We've become a lot closer because of the book between the two of us. And he's now one of my biggest fans. So that's good to know.
Are you going to be widening the demographic on future books, winter, fall, spring, summer, the rest of the series? Are you going to still cater to that 6 to 7 year old age group?
Well, I think we'll probably stick to the younger kids, and the reason I say that is because with these other books that sort of are in my head now, that will build on the original Musical Adventures series, we have the opportunity to now bring the books into the classrooms at an earlier age, as I had mentioned before, for music appreciation with kids, and as just another resource for reading skills, you know, for the elementary school and early childhood development center teachers. But the cool thing that gets me really excited now is that I've been able to actually embed the book stories into a whole nother environment that provides at-risk pediatric populations with a little character or a little story or a little ambassador that they can relate to. And then what we're doing is we're going to take the characters and create side stories around each character and have it linked to a health-related issue. So as an example, we're using the maestro Vic in the winter story as a conductor who's going to be conducting in another story with an orchestra, but he's going to be conducting with a toothbrush. And we're going to have the story center around oral hygiene and toothbrushing in kids.
On that note, I have to thank you. I'll tell you, very, really creative. You should be proud of yourself, Kenneth Korber. The Musical Adventures of Grace Winter. It's a series of four books. The first one is completed. It's published by Tate Publishing. Ken, great having you on. All right, we'll be back and we'll talk about dating. This is Stu Taylor.
Say hello to John. John dreamed of building a successful business and retiring to an exotic island in the Caribbean. He dreamed about his sales soaring and all the money that would be flowing in. He dreamed of hiring a sales team and expanding his company. Well, sadly, that dream fell apart when his bank turned down his business loan. Now John is not dreaming about going to the Caribbean anymore. He's driving around in an old beat-up pickup truck. If you need money to grow your business to new heights so you can reach your dreams, don't let the bank hold you down. You need to call Merchant Advance Express today. We can help you get qualified for up to $250,000 to grow your business any way you want. Call now to learn more. Call 800-503-3735, 800-503-3735, 800-503-3735. That's 800-503-3735.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right, General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for under $30,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet under $30,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait.
Call 800-605-5370. 800-605-5370. Call 800-605-5370.
Has your life changed? Are you now in a situation where you need health insurance? Here's some simple advice. Call our health insurance hotline right now. This free service will do all the work for you. Shop the health insurance marketplace and find the plan that best meets your health insurance needs. Don't get lost searching for plans on your own. Let a licensed agent help you for free. According to a report on CNN Money, almost half of those eligible for subsidies are paying less than $3 a day for bronze or silver plans. Remember, under Obamacare, most Americans qualify for health insurance. So get ready to let us do all the work for you and find out the best health insurance plan for your needs. Call this number now.
800-659-7975. 800-659-7975. For your free health insurance quote, call now. 800-659-7975. 800-659-7975.
Have you written a book and want to get it published? Then call Page Publishing ASAP. We're looking for authors of all types of books. And unlike most publishers, Page Publishing will take the time to review each and every book submitted to us. And we'll give you our feedback. And if we like what we read, we will get your book into bookstores and for sale online at Amazon, the Apple iTunes Store, Barnes & Noble, and other outlets. We handle everything. Editing, cover design, copyright protection, printing, publicity, and distribution. So if you've written a novel, children's book, cookbook, inspirational work, poetry, or a biography and want to get it published, call Page Publishing now for your free author submission kit. Your road to fame and fortune could very well start with this simple phone call.
888-785-0618. 888-785-0618. 888-785-0618. That's 888-785-0618. Are you ready to leave your corporate job behind and be your own boss? Have you ever dreamed of owning a business? Do you have $50,000 or more sitting around in a 401k? If you answered yes, it's time to invest in yourself by buying or starting a business or franchise. IRS code allows you to use money in a 401k to invest in a business with absolutely no penalties or taxes.
At Guidant Financial, we've helped more than 11,000 entrepreneurs invest $3 billion in retirement assets into the small businesses and franchises of their dreams. So if you've got $50,000 or more in a 401k and you're looking for a way to start a business, call Guidant Financial now for free information and to learn more. Operators are standing by for your call. 800-570-6630. 800-570-6630. 800-570-6630. That's 800-570-6630.
BizTalkRadio.com.
Sundays 2 to 3, AM 1120, WBNW.
Hi, this is Mark Victor Hansen. Wrote Chicken Soup for this whole book series for you. And I want to tell you, you're listening to my friend Stu Taylor, who is chicken soup for your business soul. He makes you feel good while you earn more money and less time and have fun doing it and learning from all the greatest of the greats that he interviews so well.
When you dance, be sure to hold her tight.
All right, a lot of the theme of today's show is love and dating and all that great stuff. There's a great one by the Turbans, and joining us right now is online dating expert Anita Kovic. And this is fascinating, even for those who aren't out in the dating scene. She is a representative for the two websites that I'm going to give you, AnastasiaDate.com and AsianDate.com. Always fascinating. Anita, nice having you join us today.
Thank you for having me.
All right. Now, everything has become international. You know, we talk about globalization. Do we like it? Do we not like it? We see all kinds of things going on around the world, but dating is certainly one of them. How big has international dating become, and what's the explanation for it? Is it a result of things perpetuated by social media like Facebook and LinkedIn, et cetera?
Well, international online dating is here, and it's here to stay. And I always say we use internet for everything today, for working, for shopping, for entertainment. Why not online dating? Especially nowadays, we live in this fast-paced society, and nobody really has time to search for their potential mate. That's why people turn towards online dating, local or international.
What did some of your surveys show? You've got a lot of information out. What does statistics show regarding successful relationships?
Yes, we did a survey in this January 2016, and I was very pleased with the results of the survey. I learned that nearly half online daters say that finding someone to share their life with is a high priority, which outranks experience in their career. And I've noticed that for Anastasia Date and Asian Date, which are very successful international dating sites, but are mainly connecting members from the United States with members from Europe and Asia. And the interesting thing is that most of the online daters listed companionship as the most important thing that they're searching when searching for their potential dream companion. Then friendship, and last but not the least, full love.
Joining us again, Anita Kovic, online dating expert. How many of these people use online dating for, I don't know how to define it, maybe are illegitimate services, either procuring sexual favors or looking to get entrance into the United States of America by marrying somebody here? How is that all rooted out, or is that up to the person who signs up?
Well, unfortunately, there was a couple of years ago a stigma attached to international online dating, but we don't see it anymore. It's fading away, and it became natural to use international online dating to potentially meet someone who meets your preferences. We really never had any bad stories surrounding our services, such as that you mentioned right now. People use international online dating so they can increase their chances to meet someone idealistic. and just cross the borders, travel more, and learn more about different cultures. Some people are on our site in search for serious relationships, some of them for marriage, but some of them only for the casual talk and just so they can make friends across the borders.
Why are a lot of today's businessmen participating in what proportion of your business are businessmen? And can you break down the demographic of those who utilize the service?
Well, there's a lot of businessmen. Why? Because they travel a lot. So it is more convenient for them to meet up with people that they meet on a Tuesday date and Asian date in person. Usually those are people 45 ages up who are established, working, and who can afford to travel. But also, we have this feature on a Tuesday date and Asian date, which is webcam. And it helps a lot in order to communicate and learn more about the person from on the other side of the screen or the world. So I would say it is easy, it is convenient, and it's never been easier to communicate with people halfway around the globe. There are no geographical or communicational restrictions.
I want to give the websites out for anyone out there. It's AnastasiaDate.com and AsianDate.com. I don't need to spell it. How do these two websites differ, and how do they compare to what is out there in the competition?
I would say we don't compete with sites that are very famous and good sites, but local. That's not our target. We are international, so I would say we are out of the competition. And we have a lot of active members, some around 20 million active members, and we boost 80 million members annually, which says a lot about the quality of our services and our wide range and offering to people to find their dream companion. Because at the end of the day, it's all about love, really.
How much of your breakdown or your demographic, either by age or by sex, certainly by sex, what percentage male, what percentage female, and what age groups do they fall into?
Well, it's mostly 50-50, because we connect male audience from the United States with the females from Europe, Asia. And when it comes to the age, I mean, love doesn't recognize borders, so I would say from 30, 20 years old and up. And when it comes to male audience, it's more people, as I said, who are established, who can afford to travel, if they will, of course. But we don't close our doors to our members if they want to chat and learn more about people across the borders.
It used to be called forbidden fruit. It's not forbidden, but there's just that extensive excitement or aura to trying things that we haven't done, to dating, say, women who from different cultures, from different countries. Always enticing. How much of it is predicated on that? What do your surveys show as to statistics that bear out, for example, that statement?
Yes. So some 46% stated it is easier to find someone with similar interests. And then 44% stated there is the ability for international dating sites to screen potential dates. And then 35% stated it widens the dating pool, which really is true. You have definitely more opportunities to meet someone with your preferences. And international line daters are more likely to prioritize settling down and starting a family versus regular domestic online daters. Also, what I've learned is through this survey that international line daters say that long-term compatibility is most important. It's definitely a great way to learn about new culture, chance to have relationships with you and different partners. And if someone is having a hard time finding someone domestically, International online dating websites such as Anastasia Date and Asian Date are an appealing option to find your dream companion. And lastly, I would say engaging in an international relationship would be definitely a great reason to travel more. And we all love to travel.
What can you cite some basic differences between the two websites, AnastasiaDate.com and AsianDate.com?
Well, AnastasiaDate.com is mainly targeting members from Europe, connecting members from the United States with members from Europe, and AsianDate.com, the name says it all, connecting members from the United States with members from Asia.
What do you anticipate the potential usage is, and how much do you anticipate growth of those participants in this service?
Well, the sky's the limit, yes. We have a very large and high number of members. At this point, we are satisfied with our website, and we are looking to grow more.
All right. On that note, thank you very much. We're out of time. Anita Kovic, online dating expert. And just go to the websites. You get the answer at AnastasiaDate.com, AsianDate.com. Thanks, Anita.
Thanks.
Have you heard about Biz TV? Biz TV is the home for America's entrepreneurs, small businesses, and those who want to succeed in life. It's the first national television network committed to airing original, high-quality, educational, and inspirational programming about real business people. Small businesses drive America forward, generating 64% of all new jobs in the last decade. With over 30 million small businesses in the U.S., shouldn't you be watching Biz TV? With the right kind of ideas, motivation, and education to help fuel the next generation of business owners, Biz TV is the network you should be watching. Success stories, new ideas turned into businesses, programs full of sales tips, goal setting, how to manage, how to raise capital, and improving work-life balance. Biz TV is for those who want to succeed. Visit BizTV.com and call your satellite or cable service provider to request Biz TV.
If your credit card bills have gotten out of hand, call Consolidated Credit now. If you're making the minimum payments, but your balance is just not going down, call Consolidated Credit now. If the interest rates on your credit cards are so high, it will take years to get out of debt, call Consolidated Credit now. They've helped over 5 million people with credit card debt. They can consolidate your debts into one lower payment, reduce your interest rates, and get you out of debt fast. If you're struggling with credit card debt, the first step is yours. Call Consolidated Credit now. Call 800-463-1749. 800-463-1749. That's 800-463-1749. Consolidated Credit Counseling Services Incorporated, 5701 West Sunrise Boulevard, Fort Lauderdale, Florida, 33313. Not a loan company. Licensed by the New York Department of Financial Services and by the Vermont Department of Financial Regulation. Maryland DM-19, Oregon DM-80031. Licensed by the Virginia State Corporation Commission. License number DC-32.
Here's George Foreman with InventHelp.
Hi, I'm George Foreman. Do you have an idea for a new product or invention? People ask me all the time, George, how do I get my idea in front of companies? How do I get a patent? What do I do next? Do you have the same questions? I'll tell you like I'll tell them all. Call my friends at InventHelp.
Call InventHelp today for free information. InventHelp has been helping inventors for more than 30 years and has sales offices nationwide. InventHelp can submit your invention to companies who are interested in receiving new ideas. If you have an idea and want to try to patent it and submit it to companies, you should call InventHelp today for free information.
Listen, I can't guarantee a company will be interested in your idea, but I believe every inventor deserves the opportunity to step into the ring and take their best shot. Put InventHelp in your corner.
To get your free inventor's information, call 1-800-351-1453. That's 1-800-351-1453. Again, 1-800-351-1453.
We paid less for our Craftmatic today than we did 20 years ago. If you're still searching for the perfect solution to a good night's sleep, call now for prices and free information on today's Craftmatic adjustable beds. And then decide when you see how little they cost. Rated number one by consumers nationwide on ConsumerAffairs.com. Craftmatic beds come in all mattress types, including cool gel memory foam for up to 50% less than today's leading memory foam brand. Enjoy temporary relief of low back pain, poor circulation, nighttime heartburn, mild arthritis. You'll sleep better in a Craftmatic adjustable bed. So if you're still searching for the perfect solution to a good night's sleep, call now for prices and information. And then decide when you see how little they cost. Discover Craftmatic for less, up to 50% less than today's leading memory foam brand.
Call 1-800-316-5271. That's 1-800-316-5271. 1-800-316-5271. Call now.
Hi, I'm Joan London. If you're worried about your parent or loved one living alone, like I was, and you want reliable senior care information, then call A Place for Mom, the nation's largest senior living referral service.
Finding an apartment that was on the courtyard with the view of the trees, the view of the ducks, the stream, the creek, all of that, that was what I needed.
You'll get free information on assisted living, Alzheimer's care, nursing homes, even important financial information. Here's the number.
To speak with a local senior living advisor, call A Place for Mom at 800-451-2976. That's 800-451-2976.
A Place for Mom is a free service, and you can trust them to help you. So if you're struggling to find reliable senior living information, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
To speak with a local senior living advisor, call A Place for Mom at 800-451-2976. That's 800-451-2976.
BizTalkRadio.com.
You're locked into Money Matters Radio, 1120 AM WBNW.
I'm Tom Peters. I rode In Search of Excellence many years ago, and I've been talking to Stu Taylor for a long time, and conversations with Stu are absolutely as good as it gets, and I think that's true for his audience, too.
All right, we are back for our final segment, and always great to have you with us. We're seeing some of the polls that have come out regarding Hillary and Donald Trump, and some of them are startling, some are contradictory. The Quinnipiac poll has Trump down by 13 points now, and yet the interesting to this is that he's ahead now for the first time in Florida by about 3 points, has slight lead in Pennsylvania and in a dead heat in Ohio. So is the question that Trump is finally selling himself as someone who is assuming a more diplomatic air about himself, statesmanlike, and I think that's part of it. And the other part of it is that the intense negativity against Hillary Clinton has become just so overwhelming that people are turned off. And now I've got the issue of the Bernie Hillary case. And Bernie sold. They all sell out. Bernie would never support Hillary, and Bernie couldn't support some of the positions at all. Now it's another love affair. How sick of politics are you? About as sick of it as I am, and yet we can't escape it because it's important in terms of where this country goes. I find the whole thing revolting. I find the whole thing distasteful. And I find what some of these politicians say are just incredible. We've got, this wonderful human rights activist, Mark Zuckerberg of Facebook. I'm just giving you an example. Even people who aren't in politics, we're all in politics. He's against walls. He wants free borders. Yeah, he can hire all that illegal help. He's got giant walls surrounding his compound. How about the Speaker of the House, Paul Rhino Ryan? He's been a guest on this show. I called him out on the behavior he had by not going after Joe Biden in that debate when Romney was running. I'll never forgive him for it. You know, he's just kind of begrudgingly supporting Trump on the basis that Trump doesn't possess the ideals that he's looking for. And yet, Paul Ryan has a wonderful, wonderful home in Wisconsin. He's built this huge, huge surrounding wall to protect his compound. They're all a bunch of hypocritical SOBs. And you want to look at where walls have been, China and all these other other countries. All right, we're going to go to Dan Haven Street. Dan, welcome.
Welcome. How you doing, Stu?
Hey, I'm all right, thanks. We don't have much time, so I want to jump right into it. Dan Haven Street of Seasons 52. You can go to seasons52.com. I just ate there two nights ago, and I'm still trying to have a bad meal. It's a human affair. I can't find a bad meal at the restaurant.
We don't want you to, but we want you to keep trying. We absolutely want you to make the effort.
Yeah, I'm going up and down on that, and I'm even trying all the different desserts. I love it when they bring over those wonderful desserts. Denise waited on us the other night. She was fantastic. And every time I try a different dessert, I love all of them. I just like to leave and say everything is great, but this, the service, this, that. It's right across the board. What are we featuring right now as we head into the heat of summer?
Well, I will tell you that one of the best items that we have so far this summer is we have a wonderful watermelon salad. You've got cubes of watermelon on top of heirloom tomatoes, a little bit of red onion to add some flavor, and then some feta cheese on top of that. It's a beautiful visual dish. It's very appealing, and we're seeing them fly out of the kitchen. Everybody loves it. The other thing that we just started is we have our fig flatbread in play right now, which is already selling very well, and last summer it sold extremely well. And something very new to the menu is prosciutto wrapped figs, which we just started yesterday, and we actually ran out yesterday, the first day that we were featuring them. So those items are doing really well. And then my personal favorite is we have an avocado, Haas avocado, and arugula salad that is just absolutely to die for. It's an amazing salad. It comes just as a salad, but you can add chicken, scallops, shrimp, or salmon to it. Makes it even better. So I would say right now, those are hands down our top sellers for the summer. And summer's a very good month for us.
And I really, really encourage people to go there. Just go on the website instead of me taking up all this airtime to describe what is obvious. It's seasons52.com. They're located in Burlington, Massachusetts, and in Chestnut Hill, Mass. If you eat there once, you'll be back. You'll be a regular. I've got about 1,000 questions, but I want to make sure we cover enough information during this brief interview so that we don't leave out anything. What else should we be talking about?
Right now, absolutely, Dine Out Boston Week, very popular in the summertime in August. So our Dine Out, or what people refer to it most commonly, is Boston Restaurant Week. And so we're looking at the dates of August 14th through the 19th, and then the 21st through the 26th. You come in for lunch, you get a $20 lunch prefix menu. You get a choice of appetizers, an entree, and you get, as you love, your mini presentation at the end, a nice prefix menu. And then for dinner, it's $33. Same idea. You start with an appetizer, go into the entree, and then finish off with a nice dessert. Great value. It really helps business during the months of August, which tend to be a little bit slower because people are enjoying the beach. So that's really big for us, both at our location and Chestnut Hill.
I want to dispel the myth that if you eat something and it's really fantastic, you know, like these juicy cheeseburgers or french fries, not particularly good for you, and you can't enjoy the quality of food and have it health-oriented. I think Seasons 52 contradicts that and proves it to be a myth. You can eat healthy and enjoy it immensely. How important is that in terms of how you've set up the business model?
Extremely important. Our concept, our brand, is based solely on that idea that you start with, you know, fresh produce, good proteins. And really, we don't have a menu that on the surface is much different than other places. We have filet mignon. We have rack of lamb. We have salmon. What we don't do is we don't have a fry later in the kitchen. So, yeah, you can't get french fries. We're cooking leanly. We're focused on, to some degree, we're focused on the calorie count. We don't laden down our food. We let the food speak for itself. We're not adding any or a lot of butter. We're not adding anything that is too heavy for flavor. We really allow the food to speak for itself. And that goes a long way to cutting down sort of, you know, the bad parts of worrying about when you go dine out. Well, how much added fat am I getting? You don't get any added fat in our restaurant.
All right, you got it on a great note. Just try it. You'll tell me how great it is. And I know people, they go there, they hear it on the show, they go back again and again. It'll happen with you. Dan Hebenstreich, thank you so much for joining us. Seasons 52. I'll be seeing you, my friend. All right, stay on as we close out. I want to chat with you. This is Stu Taylor. Thanks so much.
The opinions you hear on Biz Talk Radio are those of the hosts, callers, and guests, and do not necessarily reflect those of this station, Biz Talk Radio, its management, or advertisers. The information on Biz Talk Radio does not constitute a recommendation, offer, or solicitation to buy or sell any product or securities. Please consult a professional before investing. If you have any questions about Biz Talk Radio, contact us at 817-274-1609 or at biztalkradio.com. BizTalkRadio.com.